This is Craig Collins and
Rachel Woodoff
for You Binge Challenge. This is the theme song to Lost Girl. There is some missing voiceover, though. It's kind of sad.
I was going to try to do it, but...
No, you can try. Go ahead. Try to do a little.
Do you know who you are? I've been lost my whole life.
Oh, my God.
And now I'm found.
Well, that's good. You know who knows... Yeah, I thought you did a really good job. You know who knows a lot about the show, though, is our guest tonight... Nikki Allen, bartender extraordinaire slash... What are you now, Nikki, at Knife and Tyne? What is your exact role now?
Supervisor, general manager.
Wow.
Bar manager.
Dang.
General manager, bar manager, supervisor. That sounds amazing. And you're also a huge fan of the Canadian TV show Lost Girl.
Yes. But okay. You don't hear any Canadian accent, though.
Yeah, you don't.
That's true.
There are really no... We had to look it up, though, because when you challenged us to the show... Both Rachel and I were confused what station it was on. And then we had to figure out where it came from. But tell us, this is the first question just I kind of do to start off the podcast, why you picked this show as the show to challenge us to and why you like it a lot.
For a couple of reasons. I love sci-fi fantasy. I think they do a really good job with modernizing that, you know, with Game of Thrones out there. Oh. That's obviously, even though fictional in the past, and then I think it's just a really fun, guilty pleasure of mine. It's just a lot of fun to watch.
Oh. Yeah, I agree. I guess I could see that it would be a guilty pleasure because I'm gonna try to be nice about this, Nikki. I thought that some of the acting wasn't great. There were times when maybe the show... do you remember, and we both watched the first season. Do you remember like the third episode or something, she has her future told to her, Beau, the
yes.
lead character? That
yes.
scene... was terrible. And,
oh, yeah.
And then that sort of thing happens every so often where maybe this person is not a professional actor and they're in a scene. It's like a soap opera or something else every so often. But the main characters are pretty good.
I think that's why it's great.
Do you like bad stuff? Are you like a bad movie fan?
I can be. I don't watch a lot of shows and I don't watch a lot of television or movies, but... Again, that's why I'm like, this is a guilty pleasure of mine. But I can like a really bad movie if it's
off the top of our head.
Watch.
Rachel and I are going to test you real quick. Fan of Nick Cage, yes or no?
Say that one more time.
Fan of Nick Cage, yes or no?
Sometimes.
Okay, I love Nicolas Cage.
I do from time to time.
Yeah, Face Off.
Face Off is terribly great. Those are
terribly
great movies.
Great.
Right, Rachel, go ahead and give another example.
National Treasure.
Okay,
that's
terribly
like one of
great.
My favorite movies.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah, but it's not a good movie. That's not
yes,
a good
it is.
Movie. It is not. No one, no.
It's so, you know, it's like this show. It's like an enjoyable ride.
It's an enjoyable, terrible ride.
Yeah.
Have you guys seen The Room, or what is it called? It's The Room, right?
With the one girl in the room?
Yeah. No, not that. Not the Great Room movie. There was one, like, a few years ago that's just known as one of the worst movies ever. I think it's called
The
Room.
Yeah, I'm not familiar.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that.
We've had the guy, when I was producing for Nick D, we had the guy, the main guy on, Tommy Wiseau, a bunch of times, and this is the crappy movie that
That's
people
a cult
love.
Classic.
It's a cult, terrible classic.
Yeah.
Is exactly what it is. You both need to see that now. Nikki, Rachel, watch The Room.
Okay.
Report back if you both like this. I don't know how I feel about that.
Well, Nikki, I have a question. How did you find this show? Since it's like on Canadian television.
It's on Netflix,
right.
And I think it was recommended to me by Netflix. But it's also on Sci-Fi and. In America, yeah, in the States. It's on Sci-Fi now.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
So it aired originally on a Canadian station, and then it switched over to Sci-Fi?
Yes.
Are you a big Sci-Fi fan of that station?
When I used to watch television, yes. There was that one show where they would play those really scary pranks on people.
Yeah, I remember that show.
That's a good one.
That was a good show.
What show are you talking about?
I don't remember the name. Scary Prank Sci-Fi Show.
I really... Sci-Fi does those awesome, Tin Man.
Yeah, the
Tin
Man.
They do all the cool recraftings. They did one with Red Riding Hood. My dad's really into Sci-Fi.
By the way, that show is called Scare Tactics.
There you go.
Oh, Scare Tactics.
Yeah, Scare Tactics.
Yeah.
It's a good show. Kind of. Again, this is a kind of. Well, Nikki, Nikki, tell me about your favorite characters on the show. Give me some other things that you really like about the show, because both of us could recap some of the episodes we saw and the ridiculous things that happened, or maybe just explain what the premise of the show is. There is a succubus The main character is a succubus.
Which is a gross word.
That is a gross word. That is true. And we all understand what a succubus is. Yeah. They use their feminine wiles to murder men via certain activities.
Are there guy succubuses?
I don't know.
Yes, incubus.
Succubi?
What is it?
No. Incubus, isn't it?
Syncubus?
Incubus?
Yeah.
Incubus is a band. Syncubus?
No, I'm pretty sure that's the male version of succubus.
They must have not been in the first season.
Are there
so
male?
There's guy versions.
Wait, there's dude succubuses that are whatever
succubi.
You just said in the show?
I think there is in the future seasons. I think in like season 3, I think there is one.
Okay. So why does she have to do things to get like healed? Why does she need... There's parts of the TV show that seem like they might be added for the perv in all of us. Tell me why she needs to heal through boning people. That's the best way I can say that.
Said.
Thank you.
She's the sex version of a vampire. A vampire needs blood to survive. She needs other stuff to survive.
See, I wasn't
and she's not picky about it.
Yeah, I didn't compare this to vampires at all.
She's a sex vampire.
She's a sex vampire.
And then the main guy character that she sort of dates winds up being able to help her because he's not a human being. He's like a werewolf.
Correct.
Oh, yeah. Should we?
Although,
like...
I don't think they never say werewolf in the whole show, I don't think.
Well, but he turns into a wolf.
Oh, right. But they're just being very aloof about it.
Is it because they didn't want to be compared to that movie where you had to pick between the two guys?
With the other sex vampire?
With the, what are the two guys' names?
Edward and Jacob.
Edward and Jacob, yeah. They didn't want him to be a third option.
Edward, by the way.
Are you?
No. Yes.
Oh, yeah, I think I was too.
And Jacob's the...
The werewolf.
Okay. I'm Team Jacob, I guess. I don't know. How many movies
Jacob
have you guys
falls
seen?
Falls in love with a baby.
Does he?
Yes.
Yeah.
When does he fall in love with
a
baby?
He imprints on the vampire baby, like, when it's like a week old.
I don't know what you're saying by imprints
Rachel,
on...
Rachel, you're great. Great.
Thanks.
You're great.
So I feel like we should clarify like
some of the stuff.
General, so this woman is introduced to the world of Fae, who I guess is like fairy.
Okay,
people.
I guess yeah. We can just explain the whole show.
And then there's a light Fae and dark Fae, but she's like, oh no, I'm not gonna pick.
And for some reason, she's a celebrity because of that. Because there's like in the third season, she's offering people autographs because she's an undecided Fae.
Yes,
that's a big deal to be undecided.
So if you guys had to pick, would you be on the light fae or the dark fae team?
That's a really tough question. Nikki, you go first.
Just because I like more of the people that are on the light side, I would choose the light side.
But you're more attracted to being dark in nature? Is that what you're saying?
Well, if I had to copycat Bo, I would. I would be undecided, so I can just do whatever the heck I want.
I would go light. I always go like Paragon in every video game that I play where there's an option to be good or evil. I'm always a Jedi. I'm never a Sith.
I would have picked light, but the interesting thing is that in my dreams, when I'm asleep,
yeah,
I always end up picking the bad guy side so that I don't get hurt.
Wait, what?
Like, I always side with the bad guys so that I'm safe from them.
But the good guys are going to hurt you. The good guys attack you.
Well, it's not my conscious decision.
Right. So you join the bad team and the good guys just beat you up, but they're not going to kill you because they're the good guys.
I remember the first dream I had like that was about Willy Wonka, and he was a bad
Who's
guy.
The bad guy in Willy Wonka?
And I like was walking around with him like holding an Oompa Loompa's hand. Like,
okay, a good Oompa Loompa or a bad Oompa Loompa?
They were all bad.
Okay, a bad Oompa Loompa. It's a very dark Oompa Loompa. That is interesting.
She was on the Willy Wonka posse.
Yeah. That's a thing, too.
I would pick the light fae as well. I like more of the people.
Yeah.
Yes.
The lady in charge of the dark fae is
seems intense.
Gross.
Talk about the lady in charge of the dark fae.
Very cute, naughty, but narcissistic brunette. And she's like, Bo, join the dark side. What is she? I don't remember what her
That's
fae
the entire
is.
Sales pitch, though?
Oh, I don't remember what her fae is either.
I don't know what her fae is.
I don't remember.
I got confused a lot during the show, and I was actually, to be completely honest, I was trying to play a video game on my phone while watching. So I was multitasking. But,
I did a little Pokemon.
Yeah, Marvel Contest of Champions can't play itself. So it was an interesting... What are the other dynamics that you like a lot about the show, Nikki? You're on vacation in California. I don't want to keep you for too long.
Oh, no. You guys are fine. I'm having a lot of fun.
Awesome.
I like how she just is uninhibited and just sleeps with everyone.
Got it. So you like the bisexual nature of the lead character.
Yes, yeah. Exactly. And I think that's great because I think this show does a really good job of having interracial couples, lots of ethnic backgrounds, which I really do like. And then the show doesn't explain that she's bisexual, if that makes sense. She just is.
Yeah.
And I think shows are starting to do that now. Again, another Game of Thrones comparison, but there's no, like, oh, my goodness, she's
bisexual,
or oh, my goodness, he's gay. It's just
right. They
are, and they do.
If we're going to talk bisexual on TV, we have to mention my favorite bisexual. That's a weird
Glee.
Sentence. But we no, Glee is not.
Empire.
My favorite, nope. Again, mine is the O.C. In the O.C., when the, what is it? Olivia Wilde is one of the two people in the show. She makes out with the lead character, and I can't even remember her name. And that was a big deal when that happened. I don't know if either of you watched or remember that, but when that happened on TV, okay, am I the oldest? I'm the oldest one.
I just wasn't allowed to watch it.
I'm the oldest one now. Man, this happens so often when I work on shows that, like, the host says something and the guests don't understand. And I just realize you're both several years younger than me. So the OC means nothing to either of you, does it?
Not at all.
Not really.
Oh, my God.
I'm sorry.
Oh, this is the worst moment ever. This is the first one of these I've had.
I apologize.
To educate the children in the room, the OC is a TV show, and on it, there was an episode, like, the second season in, where the lead girl, whatever her name is that I can't remember, makes out with and then starts dating a cute waitress that works in, a little restaurant that she goes in, and it was a huge deal. They kissed on screen, and everybody freaked out because it was the first, like, girl-on-girl action we got to see in a regular TV show.
Do you think Canada is more chill about that? Because they did that on Degrassi.
Good shift. That was a good shift.
A long time ago.
Yes. No, yes.
When did they do that on Degrassi?
Canadian. There's the original, I mean, not the original Degrassi from the 80s, but the next generation, they have
okay.
two.
The OC was 2003 to 2007. You're talking Degrassi was?
Probably a little bit earlier than that.
2001.
Yeah.
The show started in 2001. So, yeah, around the same time.
This show's like 2010 to 2015, I think.
Yeah, the Lost Girl thing. Is this still on? Is this still happening?
No, I thought it was. I looked it up. It ended in season 5.
Okay.
For what? Lost Girl?
Yeah.
Well, when we went to Comic-Con, we went to C2E2.
C2E2. Nikki and I were there.
Kinsey was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. Correct.
I like her.
Isn't she adorable? She's great. Super sassy.
Yeah. Kenzie is one of the main characters as well. She's the only real human that gets consistent screen time on the show, and she is very funny. Do you remember the episode where she eats foot soup and almost dies?
I don't remember that episode, actually.
Okay, it's in the first season. It's amazing. Rachel was probably doing something else while watching this one. She goes over to this house, and this other thing, like a weird creature that their whole thing is to eat dead people. That's what they do.
Most of them do that, don't they?
Well, this group, like, eats dead people, and it's supposed to be a good thing. Like, they're very chill about it. They're like, our species eats dead humans, and you guys should be happy about that. Anyway, Kenzie doesn't know that that's what, or did I just say her name right? Kenzie. She doesn't know what's going on. She sees a soup, eats a bowl, and she gets a horrible disease from the foot soup. Because it was human foot soup.
Ew.
That's the thing that happens on the show that you like, Nikki. A girl eats foot soup and almost dies. And that was a whole episode.
Yeah,
she was in a hospital that wasn't run by humans, and she was getting a lot of human hate. That was happening. So eventually she gets out.
I would like to see a list of all the different kinds of fae. Because
I'm curious.
It's a bit like a procedural in that she gets, like, sort of a private investigator case every time, and she's dealing with a different kind of fae.
Right.
So I want to see the list.
Is that the whole show, by the way, Nikki? Is it always a detective show?
Pretty much.
Okay.
It gets a little weird. It gets very weird in, like, season
3
and 4.
Yeah, in 3 it gets weird.
When she goes to, like, hell.
Oh, yeah, there was an episode that Rachel saw where someone's in hell.
Or, like, sort of hell. And she has to find, it was like a shoe or it was like something had to find. And then she went to look for Kenzie.
You know what I should do more on the show is when we talk about stuff that is kind of crazy, I should just watch random episodes and then have my guest who's an expert explain it to me. I want an explanation for why someone was in hell. And then in season 3, Bo is robbing banks. And I don't know why that was happening.
Ooh.
Can you explain that to me?
I can't remember. This has been so long. I binge watched all the seasons in 2 weeks, so this is a while ago. But
the third season opener, she's robbing banks, throwing money in the air, and then she goes to prison.
Like human prison or fae prison?
That's fae prison. for sure.
Oh, dang.
And that's when she's offering
autographs. She wanted to get caught, though.
Yeah.
That was why.
Yeah, by the end of that episode, it seems like she wanted to be in prison.
Well, I usually want to be in prison.
I don't know. It's just, it was a really intense way to start that season in that episode, and that confused me. But why is the person in hell? Why is Kenzie in hell?
Because if you guys watch the show, you'll find out who Bo's father is. It's been a mystery for the whole show.
And now you know.
Bo's father puts her in hell?
That's not nice.
No, you don't know who her father is, though.
Is her father the devil?
Then it goes into Greek mythology, and I'm pretty sure.
Oh, that's cool.
Beelzebub?
He's Hades.
Hades.
Her dad is Hades.
That's awesome. Yes. Do you guys remember the Hercules movie, the Disney cartoon?
Yeah.
Okay, that
so
one. That one I didn't miss you guys on.
No.
You've seen that?
No, that was great. I love it.
The Hades in that movie is amazing. You were seven. Yes. Shut up. I did that song. The one about
Which
being
one?
A hero.
Zero to Hero.
No, it's not Zero to Hero. It's the one where like he's on the ground and then he's walking and it's when he first is going to be a god. Like he wants to go on his mission to be a god. I can't believe I can't remember it. I did it for a talent show. I was like 13. Yeah.
Wow.
I did it in a toga.
Do you have video proof of this?
I do. I have video proof of this. I was in a toga. I was a very skinny, tiny boy, and I sang the song from Hercules.
That's
I can
so
go
cute.
The distance. The song is I can go the distance. Yeah. I am on my way. I can go. I know all the words still.
We're going to watch this, Rachel.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you guys. Yeah, I'm never going to show that to anyone.
So,
I'm burning that tape later.
Oh my god. So Nikki, if you had to compare Lost Girl to like give people context,
I don't think
other shows it's similar to? Probably a combination.
Yeah, I don't think Game of Thrones is an apt
comparison. No.
Okay.
Oh no no. I would say. Oh my goodness, it would be a combination of. A quirky X-Files, I guess, with something funny. I don't know, a funny, like, rom-com.
A show that I think is much better, and no offense, but I think is much better than Lost Girl, but has elements that are similar outside of the sci-fi stuff, is Veronica Mars. I think that show is really good. Have either of you seen that?
A little bit.
Okay.
But you said Buffy, too.
I did. I said that this show has a Buffy element.
Once you said Buffy, I liked it more. Because
I
was looking at
agree.
It in a different lens.
Yeah, because Buffy is amazing. But Buffy is purposefully silly. Is this show purposefully silly, or sometimes is it accidentally silly?
I think purposefully, because Kenzie's script is supposed to add humor to the, I guess, the underlying dark sci-fi.
That is true.
Notes that are in the show.
And Kenzie is great.
Does Kenzie ever get with
anybody?
Handsome werewolf man's partner?
Good question.
Yes.
Okay, because he was
spoiler, but yes.
Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, you're talking about
Hale.
Sure.
Williams
I'm
Santiago, Detective
with names.
William Hale Santiago.
I still don't know people on Game of Thrones names.
Oh, why not? Let's do all the Game of Thrones names. Let's talk about all of them. Are you both watching Game of Thrones?
Done.
Can we?
Yes,
seen...
I'm all caught up, Craig. Remember
you both
a couple
have.
Months ago, I didn't watch a single episode.
Yes.
I'm all absolutely caught up on Game of Thrones.
You know who else didn't watch any of the show a little while ago? Rachel. So I'm pushing the show on everyone.
I started at the beginning of June, mm-hmm. and I am now 4 episodes from the end of season 6.
Oh, my God.
Holy cow. Good job.
Yeah, that's really
great.
My
boyfriend and I watched
so many
episodes.
So I kind of want to talk about Game of Thrones, but Rachel, we can't go into like how it ends and stuff. You haven't
no,
seen it
yeah,
yet?
No,
please
I wanted
don't.
To say-
please don't.
Okay.
Oh.
It ends amazingly.
I'm sure it does, but the problem
Here,
I have is now I don't get to like watch the next episode right away.
So I feel like I'm not ruining too much, and Nikki, you probably appreciate this a lot based on what you said about Lost Girl. This season is a lot about female empowerment, I think. I don't know if that's a response by Game of Thrones to a lot of the criticism they had, because now we're past the
All
books
the naked
that George
ladies.
Well, there were a lot of naked ladies. There was also like rape and other horrible things that happened. But George R. R. Martin's books are over, so all this is happening on screen.
No, he's writing one more.
I know. He's writing two more. He's almost done this one, and then he's got another one that comes out after. But we've passed the books that are currently available.
Mm-hmm.
So this storyline could be original to the TV show, or it could be George's still. I'm not sure. But it's been an interesting season from a female perspective. And one thing I can ask you about, Rachel, that you've seen is when Daenerys burns everyone to death.
Nope, haven't gotten that far.
No, yeah, it happens. Like with
I
the Dothraki? You
far.
Haven't seen. How does she escape
maybe
the Dothraki?
Only, she hasn't escaped them yet, so maybe
that's
I'm only
more, that's...
on episode 4.
Okay.
No, she's burned
she
a lot of people.
She just got to the Widow Prison.
Oh, so like you're one episode away. I ruined one episode.
It's okay.
I really apologize
it's
for
fine.
That. So anyway.
Well, I like Daenerys, but the problem with Daenerys that I've been having is that she never listens to the people that she trusts to advise her, and then things get screwed up.
I don't know how you feel, Nikki. I have zero problems with Daenerys Targaryen.
She never listens to her advisor. She does the opposite thing,
I have zero problems with that.
The fan.
She can do anything. But that's totally fine.
Yeah, okay, she's beautiful.
No, it's not. It's not just she's beautiful. No, it's not. It's not just that she's beautiful. She is awesome this season, and you'll get there in the next episode when you see her burn everyone to the ground. That moment, Nikki, that I'm talking about, wasn't that amazing?
Oh, I know.
Isn't that great. The first time she's naked in like a couple seasons?
That's CGI. Actually, this is the first time that she's not naked. That her body is not hers. Her face has been CGI'd onto somebody else.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that wasn't really her.
Because she started like refusing to be naked.
Because
a lot of her nudity was so unnecessary.
Was it?
It was like, she's talking to someone. Let's have her boobs out.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, every so often at that time in that year. Her boobs might pop out.
I
I don't know what I just said.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, it is very female empowering.
Well, this
I
season
guess.
Will be. This season will be.
Cersei, I had the first moment where I felt bad for her when
okay.
she was getting poop thrown at her and like walking naked through the
town.
Yeah,
the walk
but
of shame.
I heard that I'm gonna hate her hardcore again.
No, actually, how do you feel about Cersei?
No, I don't hate her.
I don't hate her either.
I don't.
Well, I'm Team Marjorie, and I heard a spoiler about her.
Okay.
So
can you talk about the spoiler you heard?
I heard that she died.
All right, so you know that.
Flames.
Yeah, she did.
But she doesn't know how she dies.
No, she doesn't know exactly
how.
But,
like, I
she's super
love
dead, though.
Marjorie.
She's really dead, by the way.
Marjorie was so cool.
Yeah, Marjorie is great. I'm Team Marjorie as well, and she actually sort of redeems herself. Well,
she doesn't need herself.
You're right.
She
that's not even
so
the right.
Cool.
She stays true to who she is, I guess I should say, in even her death, because there's something that happens that... I'm not going to tell you what it is. There's something that happens that I was happy about, and then she dies.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. And I was happy about that it was just her, and like there was some sort of focus on her that made a lot of sense for her character.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really sad that she died, but I wasn't so mad at Cersei.
I think that, and the other thing is that the standout female is Sansa.
Now
and
it is.
I used to not like her, and now I'm like totally Team Sansa. Brienne of Tarth. I didn't really like her. She's
I don't know how to
badass.
Talk about this stuff because you haven't seen things.
Just pretend like I've only seen season 5.
Yeah, go watch it all right now.
Yeah,
let's all pause.
Right
it's
going to
be
watch
a couple
it all.
Weeks.
Okay. So has Sansa confronted Littlefinger yet for you?
No.
Okay.
But
I'm
she's
ruining
still
stuff.
Really cool.
You're ruining everything.
The only girl. The only girl that sucks
has
is
Sansa
Arya.
Done this?
I don't care about Arya.
What did you say? Sacrilege.
I don't care about her stupid face thing.
You do care about her stupid
or
face
Bran's,
stuff.
Or Bran's, like, stupid
you,
raven thing.
The three-eyed raven.
Okay, here's what happened to me. So
I'm taking this really poorly, Nikki. I don't know how you're taking it.
I was like, oh my gosh, Tim, do you remember when that stupid little kid was on and then he wasn't on like all last season?
Yeah, he missed a whole season.
And then I went on to press play on like episode 2 of this season, and the first sentence is like, Bran trains with a three-eyed raven.
Okay, so you've had stuff spoiled by you for social media. Have you heard anything about Hodor?
No, but I love Hodor.
I love Hodor, and that's one reason why I'm not sad that Bran is back this season, because you
that's
get more
true.
Hodor.
Hodor. I saw Hodor like talking as he was younger, and I have a feeling the story's really sad.
It's going to be really sad. It was the saddest thing about the season, right?
But have you read the books?
No.
My brother told me that the mom, Stark, comes back.
Oh, yeah,
like,
Catelyn Stark is Lady Stoneheart.
Yeah. Like, why? I don't know why they didn't do
so
that.
So the internet makes me seem like I've read the books. I've read enough stuff on the internet that it seems like I've read the books, but I have not. And I think people judge. Nikki, have you read the books?
No, but I want to. And of course, now that I've seen it, it quote unquote ruins the storyline that I have for the book.
I don't know if it does that.
But
know,
I want
get more.
I plan on reading it. I do.
So I've read almost everything that happens in the books on the internet. So I know like all the
people.
You read the shortened version.
Yeah,
of the book.
I Spark Notes'd it. It's been amazing. You guys don't know what Spark Notes is.
I know what Spark Notes is.
Okay, you know what
Spark Notes
is.
You can say
Spark
Notes.
I never used them.
What's that? Oh, no? You never?
No.
Me neither. I wouldn't do that. Definitely not sophomore year. That was great.
Didn't do that in college at all.
I totally read The Great Gatsby. I definitely read that book for real. That happened.
Oh, my God.
So, Nikki, go ahead and tell us anything else you want about Game of Thrones or Lost Girl, and then I guess we can let you go.
Rachel, catch up. I want to know what you think about the end of the
Game of Thrones season.
Probably like 2 weeks.
That's fine. We'll all meet up again.
2 weeks.
Nikki will actually
be in studio. Thank you guys for having me on. I'm glad you guys watched the very weird, fun show of Lost Girl.
Yep. Terribly good, but sometimes terrible. Yep.
Yes.
In a good way.
Sure.
Not trying to be offensive.
It's fun.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I watched a lot of it today.
Did you get the spark notes on that as well?
I did. I got a lot of spark notes.
I did read Wikipedia.
Yeah, you got to do that.
Yeah.
I love the quote on Wikipedia, actually, at the very top. There's some quote in the... my computer just died. But there's some amazing quote. Go to that. Everyone who listens to this podcast,
go to
Lost Girls Wikipedia and just read the quote at the top. It is a quote from Bo. And if you like that, watch the show.
Which quote is this?
I don't know. It's something about how, like, she's a succubus and she has to kill people. It's awesome from a hilariously terrible standpoint. And here now I'm pulling it up on my phone.
Yeah, I'm trying to.
Through the magic of podcast radio. I can maybe jump through this, but maybe I'll just leave it all because I don't really edit stuff. It's kind of tough growing up thinking that you might have a shot at being prom queen and find out that you're part of some ageless secret race that feeds on humans. Hashtag Bo. That's the quote, and I think that's great.
Is the hashtag really there?
No, I just hashtag Bo. Yeah, that was my own doing. I wish that it hashtagged Bo in the quote. And that episode is Bo, where there's a will, there's a fae.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Nikki. Enjoy California.
Thanks, Nikki.
You've done great.
Thank you guys so much.
All right, talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye.
So that show's terrible.
Yeah, you didn't use the word softcore porn.
No, I didn't. I didn't call
we
it softcore porn.
Her.
No, and Nikki probably will listen to this because she, you know, listens to the stuff that we put her on, which is awesome.
Softcore porn.
It felt like softcore porn.
I mean, I imagine softcore porn to be like.
You've never seen that. Me neither.
I really haven't.
Yeah, that's good. Me neither.
I really haven't.
No, and I haven't either. That's not something I would watch. But there are there are moments in the show. Now, granted, there is no nudity. Anyone that has seen softcore porn, I hear there's nudity.
Well, I think that actually, if we're talking about softcore porn, I think Game of Thrones.
What
I would imagine, because you actually pretty much see them having sex.
From what I hear about softcore porn, having never seen it, I think it's almost exactly like Game of Thrones, because there's some stuff that isn't shown that is like the stuff that would be considered the more core porn.
But it's just like the acting.
I love the idea of
the
more
show.
Core porn. Sorry, go ahead.
You're laughing at your own joke.
I am. I laughed at my own joke. I've done that like 4 times. I do that on this podcast a lot, too. That should be added to the drinking game.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is it's what I imagine when people talk about, like, oh, bad porn acting. And, like, I don't have to have ever seen it to know, like, what they're talking about. They're like, oh, hey, I got a pizza. Nice
I brought
boobs.
A pizza. Yeah.
Like, whatever.
Wow, you nailed
this
it.
This is, like, she'll just go up and she'll touch someone. And then that's when she starts, like, because she can also hypnotize people with her wiles.
With her feminine wiles.
she
can also see auras and see who's the most turned on.
Did I? I did know that.
She goes with the her female friend that she might be interested in, and then they wind up dating and stuff. But she goes with her to train to not kill people, but to just like sort of take their energy a little bit. Mm-hmm. And she talks about how she can see the turned on aura. And this literally sounds like a plot line from a softcore porn thing.
Yeah,
like
that's
I can
the
look.
Problem.
Yeah, I can look in a bar and I see the most turned on person from their aura. That is the synopsis to some softcore porn out there.
Yeah,
I've said that term more times in this podcast than I ever expected to say it.
It's weird. The acting isn't great, and when she has to like seduce people for information, then they're always like, hey, wait. Where are you going? And then there's a second.
Are you talking about the scientist guy?
Just anyone, like the headmistress and the people at the anyone she seduces afterwards. They have like a second on them where it lingers, and they're like, "Whoa."
The headmistress one is interesting too, because that's another moment. And Nikki mentioned this where she's seducing a woman, and it's not really even discussed whether or not either person would be interested in that, and they just kind of are. So I mean, there is that quality does exist. They just go there without even referencing it, like it's a thing, I guess.
I think that there's a lot of other shows that do it better.
Like? Go ahead, name a few.
Empire, Glee,
Like you said before. One show that doesn't do it but should, and we're about to talk about this for just a little bit before this podcast is over, The Bachelorette. The Bachelor and The Bachelorette should do gay seasons. They should do that.
That would be so cool.
I think
when Robbie doesn't win,
when Robbie doesn't win, he gets to be the Bachelor and he gets to do what he actually wants, which is a gay season. A lot of people think he's gay.
Yeah, a lot of gay people think he's gay.
Yeah, I know. I've heard from a lot of people that they think, and it's okay. So we're going full there because we have to, Rachel. We've both seen it. I loved the return of Chad. I'm very happy about that. But we can talk about the show first.
Oh, I didn't finish watching the Mentello.
Oh man,
I thought we were gonna.
Did you at least
see?
Yeah, we were supposed to. Did you at least see the Chad at all?
I saw him pacing in his dressing room eating like a potato.
Okay. He goes up on stage and he's amazing. He sits down and then says something to JoJo that's amazing. And actually, for everyone who hates Chad and he's a crazy jerk of a human, he says some pretty true things. He says some pretty truth.
I saw that in like the previews and stuff.
That he says the thing to JoJo about how the two people you picked, one guy just got out of a relationship, the other guy just wants to be famous.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty true, I think. I think that's accurate. That Jordan seems to be a guy that's trying to be famous, and Robbie seems to be a guy that probably also wants to be famous but isn't really there for love at all.
And he's gay.
And he might be gay. Which, again, great transition to the TV show I want to see.
But, so, are you excited that Wells is going to be on Bachelor in Paradise?
As is Chad.
Yeah, but
they're
I'm not
going
to watch that show.
I'm definitely watching. I've never
really?
Watched Bachelor in Paradise before. I've never done it.
Oh, well, now I probably have to watch it.
No, I think you should. I've never done it before, but I'm really tempted this season because Chase, or whatever they're calling it, Chad and Lace. You don't know who Lace is.
I don't know who any of those people are.
Okay, you only know this season.
Yeah, so I know Evan. Ugh.
Yeah, Evan is
Chad,
just...
Chad, who's awesome, and Wells.
Although, my wife said that Evan looked pretty good on the Men Tell All. He didn't look hideous.
Okay. I wish I could verbalize what my face looks like right now.
Yeah, not agreement.
But I don't.
That's what I would say.
The mental law was like fine, but
it's kind of a weird
the
episode.
Fantasy suite episode was everything
you
I
wanted
could
more.
Have hoped for, and more.
Was it nice what she did to Chase then, or mean?
Oh my god.
He said kicked in the balls.
She wanted to bang him.
Yeah.
But
then he said he loved her.
Yeah.
And then she's like, well, now I can't do that. Now I just have to eliminate you immediately.
But she didn't love him before she invited him into the suite either.
I'm aware of that. Chase was not.
My favorite part of that was that they pretended like, oh, this is the first time we're going to be together and I can talk to the real JoJo all
yep.
night.
Yep. Uh-huh. That's what they do every year. The fantasy suite is just a nice time to be off camera for talking. It's a lot of conversation, maybe a little Monopoly. And that's all we don't see.
Man, that would be so much fun.
A lot of Monopoly.
Also, was it a different fantasy suite every time?
Yeah, it's a different location. I don't think it's the same. That'd be really weird.
I'm saying, is it a different room? I couldn't tell, and I thought that would be strange if it was the same room.
That's an excellent question that I've never thought about. Does she use the same fantasy suite three times? I feel like they're different rooms because in other seasons, I think there was more obvious differences.
Yeah.
So I think they're different.
I was really hoping they were different.
Yeah.
Because like the first time, she's like, oh, this is so nice. And then the second time, she's like, oh,
I've seen this before.
Yay. And then the third time, she didn't say anything. And I was like, oh, poor Chase. Like sloppy third.
Yeah,
man.
That's not great. That's a good point. I would not want to be in the same fantasy suite as another human had been. I don't know what I'm saying now. Now I'm getting lost in this sentence.
It's gross. I think it's gross, but I texted you this last night because mm-hmm. I wanted to be on the record. I think Luke's the next Bachelor because he's handsome and everyone loves him.
They do. Very sweet guy. Every time, and I think you also texted me this, every time someone actually won you over for being a genuine human, they were kicked off the show. Yeah.
Is James Taylor going to be on Bachelor in Paradise?
I don't think so.
Oh.
His guitar is not going.
He's so nice.
You like him now.
I like
him. Last time we recorded, you hated him.
I know. He was
You
annoying.
Really disliked him.
But then I liked him because all the other options were so bad. And then I really liked Luke.
Mm-hmm.
And then they made us wait an entire week for her to make the exact same decision. Which was another thing where someone told her that they loved her. And I think that maybe Chase and Luke really did love her.
I think they did.
I do not think Robbie.
I don't
know
if Chase did, actually.
Well, Chase is so shy. I think he could.
Yeah.
But Robbie and
Jordan.
Jordan.
No interest.
Geez, they do not love her.
No. No, we've already seen a preview for the final episode. And Jordan seems to be saying something to the effect of, like, I'm not. He says some sort of words. I'm not sure or something to that. You know, did you see that promo?
I didn't, but remember like a couple episodes ago, there was a whole thing where you couldn't see who she was talking to, but mm-hmm. she was like, I love you and you broke my heart. That's why my prediction is that she is going to end up with neither of the gentlemen.
Yeah, that doesn't happen often.
I don't think she's going to get married.
Wow.
And
then
I must
happens?
Have been looking at her Snapchat, and she's been just like going to Disney
you
World
follow
with
her
some
on
girl.
Snapchat?
Yeah, because I wanted to see if I could find any clues.
Did you see that Jordan had a dating profile still up?
No.
He got in trouble for that. He said it was outdated and he canceled it, but it didn't turn off yet or something. But some people found him on like a dating app. This was a month ago. Yeah. So I don't know if Jordan won. Doesn't seem like have you heard of Reality Steve?
Yeah, doesn't he like predict?
Yeah,
he
accurately predicts all of these. And this is the first time I haven't looked.
Now I just want to look so we can just talk about it.
Yeah, we could. But I don't want to look because I haven't looked. You're going to look?
Yeah.
You're going to look right now with me not looking. And you're going to know who it is.
Yeah.
Oh, this is intense.
Wait, what do I
even know.
In?
Reality Steve, Bachelorette winner. And
what
you'll probably
season is
get
this 100?
Season 1 million. Yeah. Season like 20. Season 10. I don't know what it is. Okay. This is fine. This is all happening right now.
Do you not want me to?
No, you look it up. You know, because I do it every other year because I haven't cared as much about the show as I do this year. Something about like diving in from night one live. It's a show that I haven't binged. Actually, it's not even fair to talk about the show on this podcast because I haven't binged any of it. I've seen every episode the day after it airs on Hulu. So you're now reading. Rachel is reading things.
This is like a lot of
information.
Lot of stuff. Yeah. Oh, can we talk about the hometown dates?
Yeah. Let's talk about the hometowns.
Wait, hold on. I need to.
That's when Luke screwed it up, by the way. His hometown was terrible. He didn't hang out with her enough.
He had like 50 people there.
Yeah. She
but
said
then
that
Jordan brought her to his high school.
Yeah, that happened. And then she saw a picture of Aaron Rodgers, and that's how he could. Do you know that he's said that he's really upset that this all came out? But he did in a really polite way. Someone asked Aaron Rodgers how he feels about the show, or I think they said, have you been watching? And he goes, no, I haven't been watching. But I would say that I would never talk about family drama. Oh, your eyes blew up. Your eyes are blowing up. Sweet muffins.
I can't talk about it.
You know so many things.
Oh,
that
no.
was the most expressive reading of something I've ever seen.
I was like half listening to you and half trying to find the winner.
You came in today saying that we should have brought a camera so we could record some of this. I wish I had a record of that because that was intense eye reaction.
Oh, my God.
So you now know stuff.
Best wishes, JoJo.
So I'm going to guess, and I think if I guess right, you can go ahead and tell me. She picked Robbie. Okay, there's silence now.
I'm not going to tell you because you didn't guess right.
Oh. Muffins. She picked Jordan.
I don't know. I'm just telling you that you didn't guess right.
Well, if I didn't guess right, then she had to pick.
Yeah, but I could have been right, too.
You could have been right. But why would your eyes blow up if you were right?
Because I love being right.
That seemed like a shocked reaction, though. You seemed shocked at that. Maybe you read that she picked one of them, and then they rejected her. Maybe that's what you read.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, now I'm confused.
Okay, anyway, so hometown dates.
This is so mean now.
How much time do we have left?
We have, whatever. We have till 2. We have 20 minutes. We don't have to record that long, though. No, go ahead. Hometown dates, you want to say something?
I don't know. I feel like I had a lot of stuff to say, but
now
I
it's all gone.
Too much stuff to say?
No, it's fine. We can end the podcast here. You now know stuff. I don't know stuff. I'm sad.
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine.
Wait, whatever. Game of Thrones, man.
Game of Thrones, man. And Lost Girl, which is an awful good show, kind of.
I wouldn't recommend it.
I would not. I'm not going to watch it anymore.
And you were like, when you said something about doing it next, or something happened about like maybe we were going to have to do it next week. Well, A, I'm going to be at a wedding.
Oh, yeah, right.
But also, in my mind for a second, I was like, oh, I can watch more. And then I was like, I'm not going to do that.
Oh, no, we're not going to do any of that. Yeah.
I understand a little bit more now that she said it was a guilty pleasure show, but uh-huh. I would like to recommend about 30 other shows that could be good guilty
cool.
pleasure shows.
We'll list those on the bottom
yeah,
this podcast.
Sure.
We want 30 recommendations from Rachel. This is You've Been Challenged with Craig Collins.
And Rachel Woodall.
Thank you. Come back next week when we have no idea what we're talking about.